Hi, everyone. I just wanted to give you a quick update. I recorded this podcast before this information came out. Not that it's going to matter too much about what I talked, but Bogdanovich, he's entering restricted free agency instead of taking the trade to Milwaukee. So that when I talk about that in the podcast, just be like, Sean, You recorded this podcast too early. That's what happened. All right. Thank you. Enjoy the podcast. Bye-bye.
It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
Welcome back to the Pandarin Talk. My name is Sean Dangler, and this is another edition of A Day in the Life. That's right. I'm here. I'm talking about this. You're going to hear me moving my headphone around, so just get ready for that ding. There it is. There's the ding. I always forget to move my headphone. But yeah, I'm back. It's good talking to you guys. It's good. I can't really say hearing from you guys, but it's good talking to you guys. Now, what I want to talk about today, and we'll see if it goes this long, and I might talk about my breakfast routine, but maybe not. Because I feel like I might have talked about my breakfast routine already on here. But I don't remember. I do so many of these. But I originally wanted to talk about the NBA a little bit. And I tried to look up like transactions because I thought there were more. But not as many as I could find. But I think I found some stuff to talk about. If you don't want to listen to the NBA, fast forward to the end. Maybe I'll have my breakfast stuff, but it kind of depends on how long this goes, the NBA stuff. I never know! That's right. So, what do I want to talk about? What do I want to talk about? This is what I want to talk about here. The Phoenix Suns have traded Chris Paul from the Oklahoma City Thunder. So, basically, the Phoenix Suns have gotten Chris Paul and Abdel Nader, former Iowa State Cyclone. And the Thunder will receive Kelly Oubre Jr., Ricky Rubio. I don't know who Ty Jerome is, or Jalen Leak. And a 2022 first-round pick from the Suns. I would say, you know, it's a pretty... If I were the Thunder, I'd be pretty happy about this. The Thunder are rebuilding. And, you know, these are just good assets to obtain. Just to get a first-round pick in 2022. And then also, I don't know who Ty Jerome or Jalen Leak is. I assume they're end-of-the-bench players. Maybe they have a shot at it. But I don't think they're the real big issue here. So I think it's, you know, For the most part, for the Oklahoma City Thunder, I do think this absolutely means it's a rebuild year. Kelly Oubre, it felt like he's a young guy, but he's 24, so he's still pretty young in NBA standards, but he's already been on, this is his third team. For me, he's pretty run-of-the-mill player. He's never going to be, like, standout, but I think he's a player that can be good on a decent team, you know, but he's not going to be the number one player. It's not like what Chris Paul was back in the day. But his next contract, the reason this works for the Thunder is that he has a contract and it runs through the last year of the contract is this coming year. So they free up some space and they're able to, you know, use that money elsewhere, even though they like run their team like a small market team. So who really knows what they will end up doing? Yeah, I'm just trying to go through and find the contracts here. Chris Paul's contract. See, he is kind of joking. Think about Chris Paul, while you're probably like, if you don't follow the NBA and you're listening, you're like, well, why are they trading four players for two players? Well, Chris Paul's contract is $44 million or $41 million this year. That's expensive. And he's also 35 years old, which is old for the NBA. Definitely old. So, here we go. Basically, He's $41 million, and then he has a player option for the next year. And in the NBA, if you don't know what a player option means, it's the player gets to decide where he plays the next year. And typically, players always cash in on that because it usually means more money for them. It's a benefit. So on the Suns side of this thing, they're going for it, basically, because there's rumors that their best star, their young star, Devin Booker, is going to leave the team, potentially, because the Suns have been really bad since he's been there. Now, is it just his fault? I mean, it's partially his fault, partially the team's fault. Could be. So they're going all in on a 35-year-old point guard. I understand you got to make the trade to try to keep someone home. We'll talk about another trade that's just happened or potentially happening. But that's real. I don't know. I think Devin Booker will be leaving next year. Take my word and take it to the bank and deposit it. Because I do believe he will be gone next year. Because I don't think this trade, even though Chris Paul had a really good year this last year, I don't think this trade is actually going to work out for the Suns. So in theory for the future, I think the Thunder have came away. Because what are the Suns going to do? Even if they do good this year, like Chris Paul's only going to decline. So where are their options going to come? They just traded their 2022 first round pick. So it seems really dumb. I don't think it's going to pay off for the Suns. That's my analysis. Thunder, yeah. They got the best haul they probably could for a 35-year-old starting point guard. And the Suns just are taking a big swing and probably going to miss because Chris Paul's going to retire or whatever. He's old. I don't think he's going to play many more years. So, and point guards typically decline pretty fast. Chris Paul's obviously aged, has mostly warded that off. But I don't know. I'd be a little concerned if I were the Suns. But you got to take swings and miss. If you got to get to the playoffs, sometimes that's all that matters. And trying to keep your best player there. Who will not stay there? So that brings me along to another trade where they are trying to appease a superstar to stay. Say, hey, we're built for winning now. And that is the Milwaukee Bucks. That's right. Giannis Antetokounmpo. I can't say that last name. Giannis. That's why I only say Giannis. I knew how to say his last name. It was in one of my jokes in my stand-up set. It's been so long since I've done stand-up. I don't remember anything. My brain. So, Giannis. This is what it is. The Milwaukee Bucks agreed to trade George Hill, Eric Bledsoe, 3 first-round picks and 2 pick swaps. It doesn't specify. I'm trying to look. I don't know if it specifies that. Whatever. And 2 the New Orleans Pelicans for Drew Holiday. If it's really 2 players, and that's way too much. I can already tell you the Milwaukee Bucks lost out on this trade. They traded way too much for Drew Holiday. I mean, I get you got to keep Giannis, but they're really screwing themselves, though, if Giannis doesn't stay. I do like Drew Holiday more, though, than getting Chris Paul. I will say that. Drew Holiday is, I believe, a little younger. And so I can see him sticking around for, 4 more years, and then you can figure something out. Like, Chris Paul, I'm like, yeah, 1 year. Yeah, Drew Holiday's 30, also only making $25 million a year, and I would say he's just as good as Chris Paul at this point. So, good job for the Bucks. Drew Holiday, the price they paid for Drew Holiday, obviously it does seem incrementally more than the Suns because he's more of an asset than Chris Paul. But still way too much for me, that's what I'm saying. Still way too much for this guy. Now the Pelicans, pretty decent trade. But they're young, so I just can't imagine George Hill and Eric Bledsoe will be there that long. They might end up getting traded again too, because the Pelicans are like one of the youngest teams in the league, and George Hill and Eric Bledsoe are both, I believe, at least 30 something. So they're gonna be gone. I mean, I could see him playing this year, at least one of them, but I can't imagine both of them being there. So I imagine they'll get traded. Yeah, Eric Bledsoe's 30 and George Hill. Let's see what George Hill's at. George Hill is 34. So yeah, I don't think they're going to be there that long. And then also the Milwaukee also agreed to a sign and trade deal with the Kings. They acquired Bogdan Bogdanovic. Actually, I think I said that right. Who is a sharpshooter, really good shooter in the NBA. So, for Dante DiVincenzo, Ersan Ilyasova, and DJ Wilson. So, that's not a bad trade to get that sharpshooter. The thing is, it looks like the Bucks, you know, they're going all in here. They're definitely, they had a lot of, around Giannis, they had a lot of the same players. So, it'll be a big change for him, and new players will, you know, it'll take a little bit of adjustment, I think, when the season comes in. They're definitely going to be signing some veteran presence, I feel like. Some one-year short contracts, or minimum contracts, basically, the way it looks, because they're bringing in the big guns. But yeah, for the Bucks, I don't know. They're obviously going all in to keep Giannis there. I think there's a better chance of Giannis staying in Milwaukee than there is the Suns. Staying or the Booker staying with the Suns, but who knows? It doesn't ever seem like the big guy ever wants to stay, that they always end up leaving. Giannis is not from America originally, so maybe he has more of a passion for staying from Milwaukee, but we'll see. I do like how even though they traded so much, I do like Milwaukee's setup more than I do like the Suns' setup. So we'll see if the Milwaukee Bucks can be actually a postseason team instead of, you know, just a really good regular season team. The last thing I want to talk about for the NBA is this, is James Harden. The Houston Rockets, I don't know what is, apparently they're just trying to blow everything up. But the report came out last night where their GM was like, yeah, we'll take Russell and Westbrook and James Harden. We'll bring them into the season. If they don't like it, they'll deal with it. That never happens, I feel like. They always do that, and then the player like finds their way out. The NBA is a players' league, so much so where they can't honor their contract, in a sense. And sometimes, I'll say, Anthony Davis. But like they just force their way out of a situation. We'll see what happens. But yeah, basically, James Harden, whatever, they don't want to play in Houston or go through another rebuild or whatever it is. So James Harden's trying to get himself traded. He wants to go to the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie and Kevin Durant. Now, my analysis on this, if they got together, and I'm stealing a thing from Bill Simmons' podcast, but basically he said it'd be a NBA 2K team, and he's exactly right. This is like, oh yeah, get all three of these guys together, I'll dominate in 2K because my offense will rock. And that's true. I agree, but again, from the Bill Simmons podcast, he also says, like, hey, like, their personalities don't get along. And I also agree with that. Is I think this team would blow up faster than anything. Like, the three personalities, all three of these guys are, like, all people who are, want the ball in their hand and also have forced their way out of other situations that weren't to their exact liking or something. I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think for pure entertainment purposes, I would want these three to all be on a team together because I just can't imagine going well. Though it would go better than the last time the Brooklyn Nets tried to put a big three together, which was Joe Johnson, Paul the Truth Pierce, and Kevin Garnett, the big ticket. So I don't think that it'll go well for the Nets if they get James Harden. But I don't know where else he's going to go. I don't foresee him actually staying in Houston. I don't know if the GM said that just to be like, yeah, let's raise the value because we might stick him, see if the Nets will trade him something more. We'll see. I don't know what it is. Okay, here we go. I said the big ticket is Kevin Garnett's name, and the truth is Paul Pierce's name, and I was just like, what's Joe Johnson's nickname? Here are Joe Johnson's nicknames according to my Google search. ISO Joe, Joe Cool, Joey J, Joey Joe Joe Jr., and finally, Joe Jesus. I like Joe Jesus. I do. As for Russell Westbrook, I don't think he's going anywhere. His contract's really bad, and he's definitely thinks he's better than what he is. It's not that level, but each coming year, it's going to be worse. So, I think I could see Westbrook getting traded somewhere we're not expecting, but I also think if anyone's going to stay on Houston longer, it's going to be Russell Hustle Wilson. And that's not who I'm talking about, Russell Westbrook. Yeah, because Russell Westbrook has a player option in 2022 and 23 for $47 million. That's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And guess what? I'm not talking about breakfast because I'm done with this podcast. But thank you so much for listening. My name's Sean Dangler. Y'all have a wonderful week. Tell your friends to like and subscribe. You're all wonderful, beautiful. Peace, love. Wear a mask. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, all under The Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.